I can think about is Dad's surgery. I'm so worried something bad will happen to him.
It's okay to be scared. You can take your fears to Jesus and remember his promises. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When you feel afraid, who do you want to talk to? Your mom or dad? Maybe a friend? You want to talk to somebody who will make you feel better and who can take care of you. Now, there's one person that can do that better than anyone, and that's Jesus. If you're a Christian, you can talk to him anytime about how you feel, and you can trust in his promises to take care of you. Here's what it says in Psalm 77. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Our story for today is entitled, Dad's Surgery. Tears started to fill Ashley's eyes as she stared at the movie playing on the TV without really watching it, and she brushed them away. Her dad was having heart surgery tomorrow, and she couldn't get him off of her mind. She felt her aunt looking over at her. "Want to help me make some popcorn?" Aunt Lori asked. Ashley got up and left her sisters and cousins to follow her aunt to the kitchen. "Thinking about your dad?" Aunt Lori asked. Ashley nodded. "I'm trying not to worry, but it's hard." "It's okay to be scared," Aunt Lori touched her back. "I know I am." Ashley glanced at her aunt. "You are?" Aunt Lori nodded. "I've been praying and trying to give my worries to Jesus, but it's not always easy. Sometimes I have to remind myself that even the writers of the book of Psalms questioned God and admitted when they were afraid." "They did?" Ashley asked. "Oh, yes. Some of the psalmists in the Bible even asked if God would reject them forever." Aunt Lori pulled a big red bowl from the cupboard. "But they also praised God in the end. They remembered all the amazing things God had done and how he always looked out for them." "And he'll look out for Dad, too?" Ashley asked quietly. Her aunt set the bowl down and hugged her. "We need to pray and trust that he will. But even if something bad were to happen, we can still praise God because of the amazing things he has done. Jesus died and rose again to save us, and he promises to get rid of all sin, sickness, and death one day. No matter what happens, we can trust him because of that." "Will you pray with me right now?" Ashley asked. "Of course." Aunt Lori bowed her head and led her in a prayer asking for healing for her dad and peace for all of them. Ashley felt a bit better when she was done. "Want to help me with this popcorn now?" Aunt Lori asked. Ashley quickly nodded. She still felt scared, but she was glad she could trust God to take care of her dad no matter what happened. Well, how about you? When you feel sad or scared because of something you're going through, do you admit it? God cares about you and wants you to be honest with him and others about how you feel. Even the psalmists in the Bible got scared, but they still praised and trusted God. Tell Jesus how you feel and trust him to be with you and give you peace as you remember the amazing things he's done for you. Our key verse is Psalm 77:14.
You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples.
And our key thought for today, trust God when you feel afraid.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Hello, I'm Adley. I listen to Keys for Kids Radio, and I want God to hear my heart.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.